Callum, up to fourth in the table.
I've said it a lot about points targets and 46 games and judging us, so not overly despondent, disappointed on Tuesday, frustrated, not overly despondent and not ecstatic today. Just really pleased for the players, really pleased for the supporters, and I thought what you've seen in the last three games, two wins and a disappointing result on Tuesday, very similar performances. If different things happen in the final third, then fundamentally we score one goal in the first half against Gloucester, we concede one goal in the first half against Buxton that sets the game, and then today it could have been 3-0 at half time, couldn't it? You know, and look, we're not world beaters, but I was very, very pleased with the performance today. It just lacked goals in that first period. I thought we're worthy of a two-goal scoreline.
Because you had your chances. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, 3-4 chances that went begging in the first half.
We were excellent against Gloucester for that and scored three goals. We didn't create enough on Tuesday night, but we've got the players in areas, we've got in crossing positions, we've got beyond our build-up, we've got into a finishing phase. Today we've had shots on goal, shots on target and haven't scored, and you start to feel frustrated. And then a fairly consistent factor is in the big games when we've needed big goals, George Glendon particularly and especially this season has stepped up and scored, and I thought it was a great moment for Christian Norton to score his first senior goal and hopefully the first of many. So really pleased, but it's about Tuesday now, isn't it? And a very different test, and it's tough. Four home games on the spin and five in six. It's brilliant when everything's going your way. When it's not, probably not enjoyed the home games as much this month, particularly with obviously some disappointing results. We need to completely shift our attention, focus, mentality, preparation onto what is a massive test against an unbelievable Chorley side. I think some of the football, the results, some of the goals they've scored this year, they're enjoying a really good FA Trophy run. We know how tough that's going to be. So there's no real time to sort of talk too much about today. We have to move on to Tuesday's game.
Despite the result, or as well as the result, the boost to the confidence must be tremendous after that win.
Yeah, look, confidence has been a little bit low because we had some poor performances in and around either side of a really good result Boxing Day and a solid showing. And then we were disappointed. We've changed things around, we've changed shapes, and it's worked for us. We've created more with the shape that we've gone with in the last three games than we did. I've referenced it, games earlier on the season that we've won 1-0, 2-0. We've created more, we've looked more fluid, more progressive with the ball, and I'm pleased. I'm just disappointed we didn't have more to show from it. We've had chances from set plays, from working different types of set play opportunities. So we've got to be pleased. So confidence is low. That rests with me to try and boost the players. And I think the way they've responded this week to win two of the games and have the character and personality to bounce back from a bit of adversity on Tuesday night, but to stick with it as well. You don't have to rip it up and start again. We will lose games. We will, between now and the end of the season.
That's football.
What the players have created is an expectation here that we don't do that very often. It can feel like there's a crisis when we lose back-to-back games, and it's quite right, there's expectation, but we're on a journey that we need to remember where we've come from. And just because we finished third place last season, it's never been the norm here previously. Since, is that right? If we finish sixth this season, have a playoff finish, will that be the second highest finish since we were relegated into this division? So it's important that when we have a positive like today, and you can't win when you're playing against bottom of the league, can you? You can't win. The only way you can win is to win. That's straightforward. So when you have these positive moments and there's a boost to your confidence, you don't get too high. The big challenge around the club is to, the world doesn't end when there's a bad result. There's another game, normally 5, 7, 10 days away.
Word of praise too for the debutant, Okeke. He had a good game.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. Look, I recognise, I was really pleased with a lot of the retention first and foremost in the summer. Some of our recruitment to get the likes of Elliot Whitehouse, Charlie Caton permanently, to bring Joel Taylor to the club. We've lost a lot of bodies early on in the season and we perhaps had to react, and they didn't all work out. Loan signings can be that way. it isn't anyone's fault. That's just the way it happens in the game. That's, you've seen a lot of that certainly in this window. What we felt a couple of weeks ago is, right, we need to be a little bit more proactive with our planning and to go, well, if we were to lose certain players, how would we want to act in the market? So he's a player that we're aware of, obviously have a really good relationship with Stockport, and they're good stock. When certain staff at Stockport tell me there's a good player, we listen, and we're really pleased to have brought him in. But there were a lot of good performances, like I said. Very, very pleased to get Charlie Caton back on the pitch and for Christian Norton to score his first senior goal. I don't think that's probably how we would have pictured it when he was 14 or so, that he'd be running the whole length of the pitch to put the ball in the net. So really, really pleased with that. And look, we do want to add to the group. We've done it sort of to react to Kieran Coates' injury, but we're hopeful of some more additions as well.
Will that be in the next 7 days?
It's about the right players at the right time, and what there's been a lot of conversations this week is, where do we need to add to the group? You can see that. Where do we need to strengthen? Where do we need to add? There's three targets in mind. I don't think we'll be able to get all three, being real. I think we're going to have to prioritise, but I'd be really, really hopeful of having one done for Tuesday's game. If that doesn't happen, that doesn't happen, because you've seen there's a winning team out there with Tom Pearce to come back Tuesday evening, Charlie Caton, that you can see that was ready. It's not about holding him back. He's ready and he really looks the part. So we've got some good options. It's about strengthening and making sure that we've got the right number of options, the right quality of options. But very, very pleased for the group today, but not really got any interest in anything other than moving on to Tuesday's game.
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.